Item number one, visit by the director of the observatory, Mr. Sum, welcome. Mr. Cui, deputy director. The director will stay for about 40 minutes to have an exchange with members. Perhaps I hand you over to Mr. Sum. Thank you. Thanks very much, Chairman. Members, I'm really delighted to have this opportunity today to brief members of the work of the observatory. Mr. Cui will brief members on the work of the observatory, and then I'll take questions from the floor. Thanks very much, Director. I'll try to make it brief. The relationship between the observatory and the Yao Qingbong District Council. You may wish to refer to the PowerPoints. Yao Qingbong is in the heart of the urban area in Hong Kong. It is the top priority for the observatory because our headquarters are in Yao Qingbong, and most of our colleagues are working in this particular district. The temperature is in this chart. There are two bars there in other districts, but in Yao Qingbong we have only one bar. In Yao Qingbong, July and August are the hottest months, February the coldest. In terms of rainfall, we have 2,400 milliliters, mostly in summer. There are three stations in Yao Qingbong. The one is in the headquarters, the other one is in King's Park, the other one is in Star Ferry. Now this is our headquarters. This is the 130th anniversary. Our information record goes back to 1884, and we're going to celebrate the 130th anniversary. We have some record missing during the war years, and this kind of meteorological data would be very, very valuable. And members of the council would take this as a valuable asset for Hong Kong. The other weather station is in King's Park, which started in the 1950s. Now what it does is to have aerial kind of measurement of the wind, temperature and humidity. We send up the balloons into the air. We also measure the sunlight and ultraviolet light and the heat and so on. Now this is the balloon that I was talking about, and the balloon is hanging all these instruments for testing purposes. And this is the radiation monitoring station, and we are taking a specimen from the air and the rain. This is Tsim Sha Tsui Star Ferry, the wind station. It has been around for quite some time, since 1987. Together with the Hong Kong PolyU, we have the Community Information Network. There are schools and NGOs and green groups, the Scouts and old folks' homes that are involved. We have the organizational members numbering 130. There are three in Yao Qingbong, Lai Chak College, the Scouts Association, and also a green group. We welcome more schools and organizations to be involved. And this is the information for the activities. Basically, this is for educational purposes. Students and members of the public will be able to be involved in the measurement and the repair and maintenance of the instruments. The other one is the Community Weather Observing Scheme, the CWOS. And members of the public and students can take pictures of the situation and share them with the other members of the public. And this is a very much a hands-on kind of experience. It is a part of public education. The observatory has been attaching importance to public education. We run talks and courses and extra curricular activities and online information. We will try our best to do this public education. Our website, the hit rate over the past couple of years has shot up dramatically. If you look at the red bars, they represent the access by mobile phones. Well, this year we have this dramatic increase. It shows the popularity of our website by mobile phones. The hit rate has been hovering around 30 billion. Now, these are visits by schools and organizations. There are a lot of members of the public that are taking part with open days, and there are schools visiting us on a regular basis, even over the weekends. There are members of the public that are coming along to our headquarters. We have something like 20,000 people taking part per year. And they're looking at not just the plants and the greenery and the architecture. They are also coming here for scientific knowledge. And they would have a lot to go away with. Now, these are the ways of access. So we have the iPhone version, the Android version. We have the Windows phone kind of version available for the public. Now, this is a new development, and this has always been our dream at the Hong Kong Observatory, and we have made our dream come true, basically. Like, for instance, at a particular point, how soon will the rain be stopping, and when it's going to be raining. Now, with this, we should be able to provide the information. And this will cover a particular point over the next 2 hours or so, or when it's going to be raining. And let's hope that we're going to do an even better job going forward. We have the My Weather Report, i.e. people can take pictures and share them on the web. Starting from this year, we launch this application when there is any particular news about weather that we'll let you share with the members of the public. We would publish it on the website, and people can get access through their handsets. It is exceedingly useful because people can get instant access to the information that we have available, so they can take precaution. The other one is when there is a change to the weather, we can give an alert.
这是另一个。This is a web page of our weather forecast using special information system, so that different kinds of information are put side by side, and then you may have your personal website if you like to have information on particular aspects of the weather. You can have it incorporated into your own web page. Yes, we offer visits for students and organizations, and we do care about the elders. We have a special web page for the elders. In the coming Sunday and Monday, we will have a press conference or press briefing for the elders to remind them of the cold spell next Monday, because we do care about the health of our elders. So we have developed special information for use by the adults, and this is our YouTube production. We have a new episode each week that is part of our public education campaign, and we've also got a Twitter. We also use a Twitter and also a WeChat so that we can disseminate information to public very quickly. Okay, going out of Hong Kong, we also have a web page on the Greater Pearl River Delta region to allow Hong Kong residents who have to go to these areas to note the weather situation there. And we've also got a page on the weather conditions all over the world. So we cover over 1,688 cities. This is we are entrusted by the World Meteorological Organizations, and we offer 10 languages. And then there is also a mobile app available. So if you are planning an overseas visit, you can also download this app for your own use. Right, these are some data. This is how members of the public obtain weather information from us. The orange line is from TV, and the usage is rather stable, and it's also the most popular means. Radio, the line is in purple, the curve is in purple. The usage is high, but you see that there is a downward trend, and it's now being replaced by mobiles and also a web page. This is the trend in the 21st century. And that's why we were able to anticipate this trend in developing apps for mobile and a computer. And also, through newspapers, well, the usage is dropping very rapidly. This is the accuracy of our forecast. We are at, or rather, satisfactory level for our weather forecast. The level is about 80-90%. Thank you.
我都知道啊, 主席都说之前...
Thank you very much. I understand that the chairman has previously arranged for district councillors to visit us. You're welcome to come to our headquarters, and you're also welcome to visit our weather stations. Thank you. Thank you very much for your briefing. And thank you for your invitation for us to visit your headquarters. All right, I await your arrangement, Director. And the floor is now open to members. Mr. Choi Siu-Fung has raised his hand. Mr. Choi. Thank you, Chairman. An idea suddenly popped up when the observatory announced a black rainstorm warning or typhoon warnings. Sometimes they're subject to complaints from the public. For instance, in the morning, we don't know whether a higher typhoon warning number will be hoisted, whether we should go out to work or not. And sometimes we may come into floods. Flooding may occur, so it seems that the ministry, observatory will consider things like wind speed and the estimated level of rainfall. I think these are objective criteria to help the observatory to make a decision. But the community would also like you to exercise flexibility. Sometimes we feel that the observatory is being influenced by other factors in deciding whether a higher signal should be hoisted. So, I'd like to know how the observatory strikes a balance. Well, you have scientific considerations. You also have to take into account the normal school hours and working hours of the public. Mr. Yuan Shiheng, thank you, Mr. Shem, for visiting our district council. We've met with your predecessors in the past, and I just heard that you're going to arrange your visits for us again. Well, in Yao Chi Mong, we have various laboratories and stations for the observatory here. And we are worried that sometimes our health might be affected by your operations here. And in the past, we were allowed to visit your plants and laboratories. So I hope that in future, if necessary, we can be provided with such opportunities. In places like Beijing and Shanghai, well, fog, the problem of smog is serious, and that's the same for Shenzhen. Well, in recent years, things seem to be better in Shenzhen. Do you have any index for smog in Hong Kong? And we're also concerned about the suspended particulates. Would there be any indicators or indices in your urban monitoring stations? If yes, we can. We have access to such information. Thank you. With technological advancement, the observatory are able to provide forecasts of the weather for the coming 7 days. And you are so sophisticated that you can tell us when there will be rainfall, so and so forth. Yes, this is a good thing. When we have a typhoon in Hong Kong, or when there is a black or red rainstorm warning, given that the observatory can be so accurate, can you please warn the public or issue the warning earlier? Because that will affect both the community and the commercial sector. If warnings can be issued earlier, then we can be spared of the traffic chaos. I will not use the word evacuation, but at least the people can go home from work earlier so they can be safe. I'm also happy to hear that we can visit the observatory headquarters again. We really would welcome such a visit. So many members are interested in visiting the observatory headquarters. There was a prior arrangement, but perhaps members were too busy. So let's see after the meeting whether we can fix a date for the proposed visit. Mr. Hong Chiu-Wa, thank you, Chairman. Sometimes from radio, from the radio, I can hear special weather report for fishermen. In addition to the strength of wind, can you give some advice for fishermen. For instance, when a certain level of wind is in force, perhaps the fishing vessels should come back to Hong Kong for shelter rather than relying on their own experience. And when it is foggy, the observatory would want people of the low visibility and ask pilots, ship pilots, to be more careful. So you have to tell us a standard, an objective standard for measuring visibility, so the people will know how to interpret the data. Thank you. Mr. Chow. Thank you very much, Mr. Shen, for visiting us. I'd like to ask about the reservoir of Kings Park. The observatory cooperates with the LCSD in an excellent manner. The service reservoir is very useful for residents. And however, they have a question to ask. You do put up posters to warn people of incineration of plants or animals, and that operation gives rise to odor. I'd like to know whether it is an experiment or what. Of course, you have signs to warn the public, and they are rather surprised by such operations. What is the nature of the odor? What are you burning there? And is there any harmful effect on people's health? And I must praise the observatory for that excellent cooperation of the LCSD as far as the Kings Park surface reservoir is concerned. Yes, I'd like to ask a follow-up question. You have a laboratory there at Kings Park surface reservoir. We have organized for Kaifengs to visit the place as well. Of course, when we were there, we understood your processes, and we do understand that some of the testings are necessary. We are not really talking about a burning of animals, but mainly food or meat for testing, as far as I know. Of course, it's a good idea if we can have a better understanding of what you're doing there. You should enhance transparency by providing information to residents nearby. In fact, some of them up there know what's happening, but I think you should be more proactive in telling the public what tests are being done there. And most important of all, they'd like to know whether the exhaust is harmful to health or not. Mr. Wong Kin Man, I cannot agree with you more, Chairman, and also Mr. Chow. As the District Councillor for Kings Park, I have received many inquiries from residents. They are worried about the odor that has been there for more than a decade, and they are worried that it might be hazardous. I, of course, believe that it won't be the case, otherwise the observatory would not have allowed it to be there. So can you carry out some publicity campaign or disseminate information more proactively to allay the concerns of the public? I hope that the overall observatory can actively follow up with our suggestion. But since there are no further questions, I give the floor to Mr. Shen. Thank you. Responding to Mr. Choi, Mr. Howe, about the forewarning of the issue of black rainstorm warnings and typhoons. Yes, I agree that forewarning should be given, although we have to rely on scientific evidence. Yes, our priority is to ensure the safety of the public. So at all times, we have to judge according to the scientific evidence we have at hand. We usually
give a 2-hour prior warning when it comes to the hoisting of the number 8 typhoon signal. We of course want the warning to be given earlier in the future. But then the problem is, we can never be 100% correct in making forecasts. The earlier we warn the public, the higher the likelihood of a false alarm. So we do very cautiously try to strike a balance. But of course, we will try our very best. And as for giving warning early in the morning and in the afternoon, yes, we adhere to the same principle. As the director of the Hong Kong Observatory, I always have to get up really early. At critical times, I don't get any sleep at all because sometimes you have to make a decision by 4 in the morning. For the sake of school children and workers who have to go to work in the morning. So we hope to do a better job in terms of giving forewarning. As for visits to our premises, thank you very much for your very warm response. So I will make arrangements for you to visit our headquarters and also the Kingsfield Surface Reservoir. Many people are curious as to what is going on there. Mr. Lee, my predecessor, have provided some information to you. As far as I know, there was a visit by members to King's Park, and we also asked the Department of Health and Government, a chemist, to analyze and confirm that the exhaust was not harmful to human health. So there may be some odor, but well, the purpose of well, the station is for radiation monitoring. So the purpose is to ensure public safety. So around the clock, we conduct radiation monitoring of food and other things. We turn them into ash by burning, and then using a chemical processes, we're able to confirm the radiation level of such products. So we do know when a smell would start to emit after a certain duration or temperature of burning. We'll try to avoid that. So we have understanding with the chemists, and we have also posted notices to inform the public to let them know that there may be some odor, but it is not harmful at all. And recently, at the point of exhaust, we have added active carbon for filtration so as to lower the odor. Of course, we cannot achieve 100% odor-free, but members can rest assured that we do take members or the public's concern very seriously. And where there is opportunity, we can invite you to visit our laboratory once again. And Mr. Young referred to the smog on the mainland. And Mr. Hong also talked about fog and visibility. In fact, the observatory is responsible for releasing data on visibility. Compared with what it was a decade ago, visibility has improved in general in Hong Kong. Still, there are times when visibility is low, just like the recent few days. When it is low, then we make use of our webpage and our radio announcements and our mobile apps to provide information on visibility. We cooperate with the Marine Department. When the visibility is lower than 2 knots, the Marine Department will make announcements to the vessel operators to remind them to take extra care.
So we work hand in hand with the marine departments, and they also provide us with the data for monitoring purposes. Mr. Hong also mentioned information for fishermen. We have been in close communication with fishermen over the years. We attended their meetings, we exchanged views with them, and if there's a typhoon, we'll make preparation for their return to our typhoon shelter. And this is done through an enhanced communication network. Even before the typhoon approaches the South China Sea, we would inform the fishermen through the daily announcements. So we have made suitable arrangements with the fishermen. And of course, we will strive to make further improvements to make it even more reliable for fishermen. I think that's all for the questions raised by members. Well, we mentioned the station at King's Park. Members did pay a visit, and some local residents as well. Well, to be honest, the odor problem has been reduced to a great extent. But I hope you can avoid the morning hours where you have people doing morning exercise at the King's Park. So that I think by doing this, we can reduce the possible nuisance and complaints. Thank you, Mr. Sum, for coming to our meeting. And in due course, we are going to make an arrangement for members to visit Hong Kong Observatory. So I will wrap up this item now.